Welcome to Doctor Who 50 and 50, Episode 3. Today we continue our look at the individual Doctors with Patrick Troughton. Patrick Troughton regenerated into the Doctor, replacing William Hartnell at the tail end of story number 29. So in terms of the stories that are proper Troughton stories, they run from story 30 to 50. He also came back for the Three Doctors, the Five Doctors, and the Two Doctors in all the reunion specials. During his initial run, he worked with companions Ben Jackson and Polly Wright, who were around with Hartnell's Doctor before the regeneration. The first companion to join Troughton was Jamie McCrimmon, who stuck around right through the end. He also worked with Victoria Waterfield, Zoe Heriot, Alistair Gordon Lethbridge-Stewart, and John Benton. And it was actually the first appearances of Alistair Gordon Lethbridge-Stewart, even before his character had been promoted to Brigadier. That came in his second appearance with Troughton, and the first appearance of John Benton. He dealt with a number of recurring villains as well. He dealt with the Daleks twice, the Cybermen four times, the Ice Warriors twice in their first two appearances, Goth in his first appearance, the Great Intelligence in both appearances that made in the classic series, and the Yeti in two out of three appearances during the regular run. The third appearance of the Yeti was actually in the Five Doctors reunion special, which again faced him off with the Yeti and Patrick Troughton's Doctor. Now, unfortunately, his first episode is one of the episodes that are missing. As we mentioned in yesterday's podcast, the BBC had this short-sighted policy, although, frankly, you'd have to be pretty far-sighted to recognize what could happen at the time that they instituted the policy. But in any event, they were destroying episodes. Many of them have been found, but Patrick Troughton's run is the one that's the worst off in terms of the total number of episodes. All missing episodes are missing from the Hartnell and Troughton runs. Hartnell's run is missing 44 total episodes and 6 complete stories. Patrick Troughton's run, out of 119 appearances and 21 stories, 62 episodes are missing, including 4 complete stories. So it's definitely the greatest proportion of episodes missing. Troughton was also the actor who took over after the first regeneration. This was before they were even called regenerations. It was still called renewal. And he took a bit of a different take on the character. It was his work that went with a completely new personality, which revitalized the show and turned into such a huge piece of the long-term survivability and viability of the series. Early on, apparently, he even referred to Hartnell's Doctor as a completely different person, although I haven't heard that. That's one of the missing stories. Although the soundtracks exist for all of them, because fans at home recorded the soundtracks. Troughton's Doctor also seems to be the single greatest source of inspiration for Matt Smith's Doctor. Matt Smith is doing his own thing, but if you look at all the known Doctors previous to Matt Smith's run, Troughton had more influence on Smith than any of the rest. And that does stand out, not just in terms of the villains that Smith is faced with, the return of the Great Intelligence, the return of the Ice Warriors, but just in his attire, in his attitude, the bow ties, all of that. So he can get a bit cranky, but the Troughton Doctor doesn't get as cantankerous as the Hartnell Doctor does. He's more like the kooky uncle that's popular with nieces and nephews when the kids are young, but then they don't want to be seen with him in public when they get into their teens. One of his little quirks was he liked to play the recorder to help focus. He was the first to use the John Smith alias, although that was given to him by Jamie McCrimmon while he was unconscious, although he did adopt himself later, and he was the first to note an affinity for jelly babies, although he's not the one best known for that and not the one who played that up the most in the course of the series. His Doctor meshed very well with Fraser Hines as Jamie McCrimmon, especially in terms of the companions, and that was a pretty long-standing pairing. He apparently worked fairly well with the Brigadier as well, although what I've seen him with the Brigadier is in the reunion specials. I didn't see them together in the Invasion because I haven't tracked down a copy of that story yet. And in terms of the Web of Fear, which is actually the Brigadier's first appearance before he was the Brigadier, the missing episodes include the appearances of the Brigadier. There's also a number of other firsts that came out during Troughton's era. He was the first to reveal the age of the Doctor, which was quoted as about 450 Earth years old, as of Tomb of the Cybermen. He was the first one to be shown to be a renegade Time Lord. So we knew he was out there exploring and he had a race behind him, but it's actually the end of his era when we get the name Time Lord to attach to the species, and we see that he is a renegade. He's the first to acknowledge that he stole the TARDIS. There's just a number of firsts. This is the point where, with the regeneration, that was a success. People kept tuning in and even revitalized the show. This seems to be where they start doing long-term planning and building a lot of backstory. Some of that continues through Pertwee's era, and a lot of it gets continued through the Tom Baker era. So Troughton, I find, is a very enjoyable Doctor. I'm actually kind of annoyed that so many of his episodes are missing. It's a little over half of the work that Troughton did that appears to be lost at this time. At the time of this recording, there's rumors of more resurfacing, but they're seeming less and less likely every day. But in any event, Troughton was an excellent Doctor, and the last one to appear in black and white. So please join us again tomorrow as we move on to look at the first Doctor who appeared in full color, John Pertwee. Thank you for listening.